Dr. Pensky dictating a mail IMA on March 25 regarding Sujan, S-U-J-A-N, Chaudhary, C-H-A-W-D-H-U-R-Y. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by his brother named Surajit, S-U-R-A-J-I-T, Chaudhary, to help serve as a translator. Prepared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Sujan Chaudhary is a 43-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1/29/21. Period. He was operating a depositor device. Period. This makes dough and then is placed in the fryer for donuts. Period. He states the he injured his left hand when it struck a sharp part of the machine. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, on 7/29/21, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He continues to receive painkiller, penicillin, and tizanidine from Dr. Jitendro, J-I-T-E-N-D-R-O, Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Period. In paragraph, per the record supplied, he expressed that per his claim petition, Mr. Chaudhary alleges he was operating a machine on 1/29/21 and injured his left hand. Per treatment records show that he was seen at Rothman Orthopedics on 3/24/21 by Dr. Tulipan, T-U-L-I-P-A-N. Period. He wrote, the petitioner initially went to see his primary care physician, who recommended eupyrocin ointment and NSAIDs. Period. He had continuing pain at the site despite healing of the wound. Period. He was following up with hand surgery through workers' compensation. Period. He was not able to see Dr. Tulipan earlier because the visit had not been approved through workers' compensation. Period. He complained of severe pain with any touch of the scar that has developed. Period. He denies difficulty moving his digits. Period. Upon exam, there was a C-shaped laceration, approximately 2 by 2 centimeters in size, at the base of his thenar eminence of the left palm. Period. This was healed with no remaining open areas and significant hypertrophic scar. Period. He has allodynia with any light touch in the area of the scar. Pretty otherwise has intact light touch sensation throughout the hand. Pretty has no trophic changes on the skin. Pretty can make a composite fist. Pair digits were warm and well perfused. Pair Dr. Tulipan offered a diagnosis of left hand pain as well as laceration of the left hand without foreign body. Pair he thought the severe hypersensitivity at the scar was most consistent with a neuroma, although there did not appear to be any major peripheral nerve damage, including the palmocutaneous branch of the median nerve, given his excellent light touch sensation throughout. Period. They discussed treatment options, and the petitioner agreed to a corticosteroid injection that was administered on this visit. Period. He also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He followed up with Dr. Tulipan regularly and remained symptomatic. Period. On 6/2/21, ultrasound of the left hand was done to be inserted here. Period. On 7/29/21, Dr. Tulipan performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Chaudhary followed up through 9/30. At that 9/27/21, period. At that point, his hypersensitivity was improving, although he still had discomfort with deep palpation of the area. Period. He was advised to finish his course of therapy and then continue self-directed desensitization and scar management exercise. Period. He was now clear to return to work full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam, general appearance, he showed pictures of his hand shortly after the injury on his cell phone. Beard extremities. Upper inspection revealed healed surgical scarring. Appeared there was a 1 3/4 inch linear scar on the dorsal aspect of the left hand at the first metacarpal. Appeared on his volar aspect, there was a 3/4 inch linear scar. Scratch those two sentences. He had a healed 1 3/4 inch oblique scar on the hypersthenar eminence of the right hand. Appeared on the left hand, there was a healed 3/4 inch linear scar, slightly more central than on the right, at the proximal end of the second metacarpal. Appeared there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Palpation of the left palm elicited pain into his shoulder and neck. That does not appear to be physiologic. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows normal. Cervical, he was tender at the left paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. With hand anemometry, he seemed to demonstrate avoidance behavior on the left, reducing the amplitude of his grip. Period. However, he did have 5/5 grip strength by manual muscle testing. Period. Impressions. On 129-21, shoes on Chaudhry, sustained a laceration to his left hand while at work. Pretty apparently sought treatment with his primary care physician. Appeared he may have had treatment through workers' compensation. Appeared he ended up seeing Dr. Tulipan on 3/24/21, noting there was delayed authorization for this hand specialist consultation. Appeared he was concerned for a neuroma. Appeared a corticosteroid injection was administered to it. Appeared in paragraph 162/21, he had an ultrasound to be inserted here. Appeared in 7/29/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Appeared he had physical therapy pre- and post-operatively. Appeared he was then converted to a home exercise program and discharged to full duty. Appeared in the paragraph, the current examination found healed scarring. As noted above, appeared there was no subcutaneous mass palpable about the left palm. Appeared, however, palpation elicited pain going into his shoulder and neck. That does not appear to be physiologic. Appeared with manual muscle testing, he had 5/5 strength and left hand grip. Appeared, however, with dynamometry, this was markedly reduced compared to the right. Period, I suspect this was due to avoidance behavior. Period. New paragraph, there is 2.5%. Scratch that. There's 3.5%. Permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period, this is for the orthopedic and neurological residuals of hand laceration complicated by neuroma formation treated surgically. Period. He has made a very good clinical and functional recovery. Period. End.